This is Undaunted Life, a man's podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Thompson. Let's get into it. All right, guys, today's episode is called Addicted to Leisure. Addicted to Leisure. So I want to kind of flow on something that's been, it's been bugging me for years now. So this is going to be a little bit of a rant today, but it's going to be a shorter episode. So just bear with me a little bit. And so one thing that I do whenever I'm putting podcasts together is I've got a lot of working ideas. So I have some ideas that, you know, basically, nope, this idea is too good. I got to put it out there to the guys this week. And then others I just kind of sit on for a while, just kind of marinate and I kind of think through it. And so I've got a whiteboard at my house. And so the two different ways that I kind of take notes on podcasts is I've got kind of a running list on my phone of, you know, probably about 50 different podcast ideas for the future that I think you guys would enjoy. But then ones that are just kind of more pressing on my brain, I'll write them on my whiteboard. And one of the ones that I've written on my whiteboard is Addicted to Leisure. And that's because I feel like the majority of the people that I've been around, the majority of the guys that I've been around are addicted to leisure. And I talk about guys all the time. And I mean, last week's episode, I talk about guys that really like to get after it. Guys that like to do jujitsu, guys that like to go climbing, guys that like to do things that are very, very difficult. But there's not as many of those guys around. And we kind of see this play out even in my little small circle that I live in Edmond, Oklahoma, because the group of guys that are willing to come on Sunday night to do jujitsu, to do something that's outside of their normal physical activity and certainly outside of their level of acumen at that moment versus the number of guys that will go to a Sunday school class or the number of guys that will go listen to some speaker or, you know, go to a men's breakfast in the morning. It's kind of a huge swath or a huge difference between those two groups of people, right? So I don't think you could say about the guys that come and train on Sunday nights and do jujitsu and do a little bit of more of the rough and tumble stuff that these guys are addicted to leisure, because in their off time, they're choosing to do something that's really, really difficult. And here's the thing, guys, I love my friends, all of them. The ones that are into the things that I'm not as into, the ones that are into the exact things that I'm into. I love that I've got a wide swath and a big plethora of guys out there that I can kind of lean on for their understanding or maybe have an influence in their lives. I don't want a whole bunch of guys that are just alpha dog the entire time and everything's about being super intense like that. That would get exhausting too, right? So I'm not saying that you need to, you know, be looking for one group of friends. But the thing about it is I've noticed that a lot of guys in my life, they look forward to the time where they can sit down and do nothing more than anything else. And so specifically, there's a group of guys that I love from college. You know, we've done a lot of kind of growing up and maturing together. We've seen the bad in each other. We've seen the good in each other. But this is a group of guys that, you know, all the wives are friends, all the husbands are friends, you know, all the kids are friends. It's just kind of one of those situations. And the thing about this group of guys is as much as I like them, these guys just love to sit around. Like they're so obsessed with the idea of at some point in the future, they're just going to sit on their butts and drink beer. And that's it. And there's going to be some activity kind of sprinkled in here or there, but there's this overwhelming focus on this ill-defined time in the future when they're just going to be able to sit down and relax. They're just going to be able to kick back and take it easy. And the thing is there's obviously great wisdom in taking time and in taking breaks, but it's almost like they're addicted to the thought of it. And, you know, these guys have different kind of craziness in their lives and in their schedules, and those are things that I completely understand and I can see. But again, it's almost like they're addicted to it. So I started to ask myself, hey, I really like these guys and I really like a lot of different types of people. But then I started looking at people that were outside of kind of my group of friends, people that I just work with, guys that I work with, guys that I just see at church that I don't even know their names, but I recognize them. So I have to kind of give them the, oh, hey, what's up whenever I see them in public, right? And they all seem to have that in common, that they just love leisure. They love to relax. So I, you know, being myself, I try to dig into that. Like, what's the philosophy behind that? Like, how did they get to that point? Like, is there something wrong with me that's not in my top 10 of things that I want to be experiencing? And so I started to think, like, why are we addicted to leisure? And so there were a few things that I kind of came up with at the time and have thought about over time and kind of added to that list. But one of the reasons, and this was kind of the easy one, this is your duh reason, which is we're just lazy. I mean, really, at the end of the day, we're just lazy dudes. And so we do the things in our life that we have to do, right? We have to go to work. We have to mow the lawn. We have to put gas in our car. We have to put the kids to bed. We have to take them to school. We have to do these things. But if we don't have to do something else, we're going to choose not to do that. If it's not entirely necessary for me to do this thing that's going to require me to sweat or give forth some effort, I think I'd just rather not. So that's kind of one side of it. And that's the easy side is, you know, in general, a lot of guys are just really, really lazy. That's why they're addicted to leisure. But then we have other guys that they're just uncreative. They're just not creative at all. They can't think of things to do with their bodies or with their minds or with where they're living or their sphere of influence that would cause them to go do something that required movement. They're just not that creative. Life is really, really linear for them, right? It's wake up, breakfast, truck, work, truck, back home, good to go, right? Everything is super straightforward. And so for a lot of guys, they just don't really kind of, I guess the best way to say it is they don't really like delve into those deeper parts of their brain to see if there's other things that they should be doing with their time and their talents. They're just uncreative. Another reason why I feel like we're addicted to leisure, and I'm using we, you know, to describe the whole of manhood probably in the United States, is we're just content. We're just content. Things have gone pretty well for a while. And you know what? I don't really want to rock the boat. I don't want to do anything that's going to maybe push me or change things or require me to adjust my lifestyle or how I'm spending my money or how I'm spending my time. You know what? We're just content. You know, our job, it's kind of driving us insane, but hey, it's a job. There are people out there without jobs. And so we just need to just kind of thank our lucky stars, which obviously is a good thing to do. But at the same time, it's just, you know what? We're good here. And gosh, having that type of a lifestyle leads you to a moment where you can just be relaxed and take it easy. But another reason I think is because we're scared. A lot of us are scared. So I talked about this at the end of the last podcast where I was talking about that kind of mountaineering backpacking trip that I went on and all the different things that went into that. And that most guys that I know and a lot of guys that you know, maybe even yourself, you just would have never done something like that. Because you're scared of being found out. You're scared of being the guy that doesn't know what he's doing. You're scared of being the guy that's getting embarrassed. Or you're scared of being the guy that's going to just not have the answers at that exact moment when someone needs an answer. So a lot of us are scared to do things that are kind of outside of the purview of leisure. Because leisure is pretty straightforward. It usually involves a remote in one hand, maybe the phone in the other, your feet up on a couch cushion, and just kind of vegging, right? And there's a time for that. Like, don't hear me say that, don't like kind of, you know, surmise what I'm saying is that you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't relax and, you know, recharge your batteries. But a lot of people, just their entire world is surrounded by the idea of that. And part of it is because they're scared. But one of the last reasons I thought of is because we're starved for it. Which might seem a little different than the other four that I've talked about it. But here's the awkward reality, guys. Most of us don't know what to do when we get there. There being whatever leisure time or activity we're dealing with. We have no freaking clue what to do. We don't know what to do. Because here's the thing that a lot of us have kind of succumbed to, and I would certainly put myself in that category a lot of times, is that being busy is a status symbol. Don't believe me? Just think about the last several times someone ran up to you. So maybe it's at church or at work, or you just run into somebody at the mall or whatever the thing is that you do. Hey, how are things going, John? Oh, you know, we're busy. Oh, Jim, how have things been going at work lately? Oh, gosh, we're just so busy. Because the thing is it's the biggest non-answer that you can give anybody as it pertains to that question. Because it's not really an answer. Because they're asking how things are going. I mean, they're going well. They're not going well. Like, it's one of those would be more appropriate answers, but you just say, busy. Because wouldn't it be weird if you asked that question to somebody and they said, man, I just don't really do a whole lot. You know, I just kind of float through my day. I just kind of, you know, zombie through all the interactions with my family. I just kind of do the bare minimum to get by at work so that my boss isn't breathing down my neck. And then I go to sleep and then I do it all over again tomorrow. Like, wouldn't that be like a really weird answer to that question if somebody were just kind of like, hey, trying to get a conversation going, so they're just asking you how things are? So we just say that we're busy. Because when you're busy, that implies that you're also successful. Because people that are unsuccessful, they're not typically busy being unsuccessful. We at least think that, right? Because there are outward status symbols, right? So what cars people are driving, the watches they're wearing, the shoes they're wearing, you know, the, you know, driveway where they're parking that car in the house it's attached to, the type of job they have, the vacations they're taking, all those different things are kind of external status symbols. But when you're actually interacting with someone eyeball to eyeball, you got to come up with something else. And you don't want to seem like too big of a douche and say something along the lines of, gosh, man, I've closed so many deals lately. I literally have more money than I can even fathom what to do with. Like, I've got to set up extra appointments with my CPA just to make sure I'm doing something that's not completely ridiculous with my cash, right? You don't want to be that person, even if it's true. That would be kind of a douchey thing to say. But at the same time, how do you give somebody that idea that you're important, that you have this status that they should probably want to? Oh, I'm busy. And so how that relates to what we're talking about today is, again, we're starved for leisure a lot of times, because we do look at our lives and we've basically manifested this busy life, regardless of if our life needs to be busy and full to the brim and a schedule with no breaks. We want that almost. But the problem is when we need to charge our batteries, we can't turn it off. We can't get off the hamster wheel. It becomes a problem for us, right? And so we're so starved for leisure that it becomes an addiction. Because just think about it. When you think about an actual addiction, you know, a chemical addiction or some sort of addiction because of something going on inside of your brain, inside your brain chemistry, these are things that you can't really choose to not do. But when someone's addicted to something, it's on their mind. It's always on their mind. And they can't wait until the next time they can do that thing or take that thing or ingest that thing. They just can't wait. And everything they think about when they have just even a moment's downtime in their brain goes to that place where it was either the last time they partook in that lifestyle or the next time they get to, right? But the thing about this, guys, is this is very dangerous for us. The idea of being addicted to leisure is dangerous for us. And I'm specifically talking to the Christian men that are listening to this podcast. And the reason why I'm saying it's dangerous is because God did not make us for inaction. Let me say that again. God did not make us, He did not make you for inaction. He made us for action. And there's not a lot of action going down when you're having leisure time. And again, let me say this one last time so I can get it out of the way, not refer to it anymore. I'm not saying that we shouldn't take downtime. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have quiet time. I'm not saying that we shouldn't slow everything down and turn everything off just so that we can lean into what God's trying to tell us in that moment, in that sweet, quiet moment that we have in our morning or at the end of the day or on vacation or whatever the situation might be. That's not what I'm advocating for. What I'm saying is when your entire life revolves around those moments and those times when you can just sit around and do nothing, are those the times in your life that are defining you? Defining your family and your family name? Are those times that are kind of defining your relationship with the creator of the universe? Your dedication and your discipleship to Jesus? Is it defining those moments? Because that's the thing, guys, is when you think back in your life and you think back in your career, you think back in your friendships and whatever that might be, it's the times of action that you remember. I mean, how many of us look back so fondly on the times when we were just doing nothing? Now, I'm even sitting here right now. I remember those times right after the difficult workouts or those times when I was kind of forced to be away from the television or be away from my laptop or my phone or other people. And I got to just sit around and exist in God's world that He created or just in something, right? And those are great times. But we don't typically think of those things first when we're thinking about the adventure of the life that we're living, right? And kind of our place in it. And so it's dangerous for men to worship at the altar of relaxation and leisure. Because God's calling us, all of us, including you listening to this right now, to something better. He's calling us to something that requires something of us. For some people, it might be mission work. For some people, it might be, you know, using their God-given skills to be able to help a business or help a family or build a shelter or whatever that thing might be. And all of those things require action. And let's take it out of the realm of physical for a minute. Maybe action requires you to open your yap, to have that discussion with that friend that's ruining his marriage, to have that discussion with that coworker who's literally about to ruin the project that you've all been working on for the last 9 months. Maybe it's opening up your yap to say, hey, honey, I've been looking at pornography. I've cheated on you. Honey, I've been cheating on the taxes. I got a separate bank account or whatever the situation might be. It requires action. But a lot of the action requires practice. I mean, for a lot of you guys and a lot of you guys out there golf, and again, I've told you before, I'm not much of a golfer, but I think it's an easy thing here. For most of us, you can't just go out and, having not hit a golf ball for 10 years, go out and play a round of golf and, you know, play somewhere around par. It just doesn't work that way. There are certain sports where you can just do something by accident. You can accidentally make a half-court shot. I mean, you can accidentally make contact with a slow-pitch softball, but you can't accidentally be good at hitting a golf ball. It just doesn't work consistently over and over. You have to practice that. You have to practice action. Because here's the thing about leisure, my friends. You don't have to practice that. You just unplug. You just unplug and you go about your day. There's no practice involved. Most of you guys don't have to really get ready to have leisure time. I mean, some of you guys that, you know, run businesses and you've got payroll and you've got a lot of employees, yeah, you kind of have to plan that. I mean, you can't just disengage from your entire life and just go that direction. It doesn't really work out that way. But for a lot of you, you just unplug and you're good. You're there. You're at leisure time. You're at leisure time wherever you're at in that exact moment. But again, we have to practice action. And that's why I encourage you guys all the time to cultivate manly resilience. And that's spiritually, mentally, and physically. Physically is one of the easiest ones for me to even give you suggestions on how to do that. Again, we talk about jiu-jitsu all the time. We talk about doing difficult things with your body, not just the same old workouts or the same old, you know, bike pass or the same old running, routines or routes or whatever the thing might be. It's not just the same old. It's really push yourself at whatever age you are, whatever athletic ability, push yourself 5 to 10% beyond where you're at right now. But it's about practicing action. So you just have to ask yourself, guys, are you addicted to leisure? If you're asking yourself, it's, am I addicted to leisure? And if the answer is yes, the obvious next question is that a good thing? Is it a good thing that I'm addicted to leisure? Or is it a good thing that I spend so much time focusing on the next time I get to have leisure time and relaxation? Is that a good thing? Obviously, if you can tell by the last 18 or 19 minutes or so of this podcast, I don't think it's that great of an idea for you. Again, God made us for action, not inaction. So let's practice. All right, guys, before we let you out of here, we're going to do a quick resilience boost. As you know by now, we are a men's ministry and our mission is cultivating manly resilience. Specifically, we do that by providing content that forges spiritual, mental, and physical toughness. So today for mental resilience boost, we're going to give you this article. It's from The Atlantic and it was written a few years ago, but it's basically, I'll just give you the title of it. It's Ugh, I'm So Busy, a status symbol for our time. So it's a little bit of an article, and then it goes into this interview with this, I think it's a social psychologist that spent a lot of time kind of thinking about where we used to be as it pertained to our off time. I mean, I guess they said like even about before the Industrial Revolution, people only worked about 150 days a year. So there was a whole lot more leisure time, whereas now leisure time is very limited. Most people, they have their full-time job and then they also have a side hustle or they got their family, their kids are in all kinds of activities. So I thought that was an interesting article that kind of undergirds the stuff that we talked about today. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We really do appreciate it. If you would, please subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, and Spotify, because as of this week, we are on Spotify, and be sure to refer your friends to listen and share this on social media. If you use the hashtag UndauntedLife, we'll be sure to find your post and give it a thumbs up. Guys, if we deserve a 5-star review, please leave us one. That is how this podcast is going to continue getting out to different guys. I'm currently booking speaking engagements for the remainder of 2019 and the beginning of 2020. So if you want me to come speak to your men's event, to your retreat, to your team, whatever, hit me up via email, info@undaunted.life. Again, that's info@undaunted.life. The website is www.undaunted.life, and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter @undauntedlife or facebook.com/undauntedlife. Check out our free devotionals on the YouVersion Bible app. Just search Undaunted Life under plans. And as always, we want to thank the band August Burns Red for allowing us to use their entire music library for our content. The intro outro track on this podcast is our song King of Sorrow, which is off their latest record entitled Phantom Anthem. The links to all of this are in the description. I'm your host, Kyle Thompson. Remember, keep cultivating manly resilience, keep forging spiritual, mental, and physical toughness, keep seeking the Lion of Judah.